What's up, guys? Welcome back. I'm Dave Gold. I've got my friend Julian Stur, who is in
What's Ibiza. Up, everyone? Stur. I love how you pronounce my last name, man. Julian Stur. Let's call it that way in the English way. Hi, guys. How are you?
And you're in Ibiza right now, right, Julian?
No. Not anymore. I'm in Holland actually for a few months. Back in my small town.
Okay.
And I will be going there in 2 months. No, actually in 2 weeks, for a week. I'm going back here. Then the plan is to travel to one or two other places and then go back.
So how many countries did you hit in 2022?
Let's see. One, two...
Which countries?
Four. I would say four this year.
Which ones were they?
Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Spain, Ibiza. Spain mainland. So it's not really like another country. And where else did I go? Holland, Belgium, and Germany. So yeah, in the end, it are four.
Holland, Belgium, and Germany.
It wasn't really much of a travel year this time, to be honest. Like the last main travel year was definitely 2019, where I did like 10 countries in 1 year. How about you, man?
I started the year in Portugal. I went to Spain, Hungary, back to Portugal, and then I went to the U.S., St. Martin, which is a Dutch and French colony. And then I've also been in Mexico and Colombia. So it's been seven countries and a few continents.
That's awesome, man. What am I even saying? Because in end of January, I went back from Mexico to Holland. So I have been in Mexico actually this year.
So
crazy how we forget.
What's been your biggest surprise from 2022? Something that happened that you did not expect.
My biggest surprise, definitely, the amount of family time that I would have. Yeah, definitely. It's I haven't had a lot of family time in the past 2 years, mm-hmm. mainly because of COVID, and I was just traveling and I wanted to not be where the extreme lockdowns and rules were, which I managed quite well and I don't regret it whatsoever. And now, like, somehow I just kind of missed having that quality family time when I was in Ibiza for such a long time. And I just decided to, you know what, this winter I want to be back and I want to improve that, those relationships, and understand more about my family tree, so to say, and like really go to the roots and stand firmly in my place there and learn from the family as well and connect with them. And that gives me strength for all the other things in my life and to walk my own path more and my go after my dreams more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of awesome family time.
That's beautiful.
How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I really love to hear that. I think that family is really important. And sometimes I live in countries where family is what defines the culture or the society. I mean, with me, family is pretty difficult. And so there's definitely been some surprises on the family front. But actually something that we were talking about right before we jumped on, which has been a little bit of a surprise to me. And it's the shift from looking at plant medicine as a drug to seeing it as, you know, a medicine and a tool for opening my heart. So I've had a few cycles of microdosing on psilocybin, That's magic mushrooms for people that don't know what that is. And it's been really, really incredible for me to feel more alive, feel more loving, more grateful for the things that are happening to me, and really open my heart. And so it really started in the beginning of the year with one of my friends when we were doing it together, and like everything changed for me. I decided to start a new group, and really a lot of things opened up. So it was definitely a surprise that I liked some of the places that I've been, like Ensenada in Western Baja California in Western Mexico, but also the microdosing experiences have just like blown me away. And I see now why it's becoming legal in certain places in the United States and more generally accepted as a tool for healing.
Oh yeah, for sure. I can vouch for this as well. Like it makes you so much more relaxed, first of all, and present and aware of many different levels. So first of all, you are much more aware of the feelings and emotions within yourself, but then in others, then your logical brain and your emotional brain like connect together. So you can be simultaneously aware of many different levels. I found that I can sometimes be aware of like my higher self or soul, however you want to call it. And I'm very aware of how I'm acting step by step here in the real world, and then seeing this thing, seeing that thing. It's just has a very, very calming opening effect. And sometimes heavy emotions come up, yeah. Which I've managed to work through and integrate brilliantly. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Beautiful. And it's so true that if you do decide to go down this path of healing yourself and taking plant medicine, there are going to be a lot of emotions that come up. And if you can have someone who's a facilitator or a healer with you, it'll be a lot easier for you to go through that experience. And if you're doing it alone, you've got to remember to focus on your breath and on some kind of intention. And for me, that intention is usually around love, gratitude, peace,
appreciation.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, one thing I definitely appreciate. Sorry, one thing I definitely appreciate regarding these microdosing and mushrooms. You say like I have a facilitator. I have a really awesome girlfriend, not my girlfriend, but like a girlfriend that is really like a shaman and like has a business with microdosing. And has all sorts of products. And then she came on my birthday a month ago and she said, here, Julian, here's the package. And she explained everything to me. So that's also one thing I definitely appreciate about this year is the amount of high quality, deep level friendship and connections that I've made. Mm-hmm. And that you can like share authentically everything with. And they are there for you and you are there for them. And you can just work towards your goals and visions together instead of having it to be this lone wolf route. And I think for me that was the case last year when I still had a lot of people around me, but I didn't fully open up and fully express with some of them. And then the moment I started doing that more, I started to be more real, more authentic about my inner process and starting to honor that and respect that within me, knowing that it's perfectly safe and perfectly awesome to share all your thoughts.
Yeah.
That's when the connection started to just be way deeper. Mm. And sometimes, that involved sharing shitty stuff, so to say.
Yeah.
And also the awesome stuff, the light stuff.
Yeah, I really resonate with that. And like the fact that person created that space for you. I had a friend who he invited me to live with him for a month, and he was a friend and a client at one time and just a really supportive person. And like that experience of, you know, usually I'd been living on my own or with roommates or with girlfriends, and then going to live with someone who had the same ambitions in the coaching and consulting space and consciousness and spirituality and being around that energy and supporting each other, it was really, really powerful. And I felt like I dropped my ego a little bit to do that, to live in a different circumstance or situation and not be on my own and really be supported by someone else. And happened a few times. And I actually mentioned some of those guys in the post that I made yesterday about how grateful I am to have the connections that I've made in my life, especially on social media, because I feel like moving into 2023, one of my goals is to limit my social media use, but I also feel really grateful that I've been able to connect with people like you and others who are really into personal development and growth and integrity and spirituality. And that wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and YouTube. But at the same time, like, I do acknowledge that they can be pretty toxic at times.
Oh, yeah, so, man.
So for sure. I wanted to ask you, like, did you have any hard moment or negative experience with social media or with another person online mm-hmm. during 2022?
Yeah, I've definitely had some huge moments of comparison. I think a lot of people can resonate with that, like at least 90%, because that's also what these apps are designed for. But like mostly looking at other 20 to 25 year olds entrepreneur, like big entrepreneurs in the space, and then like really seeing their highlights, but also how awesome their business is, and da, da, da. And then instead of taking inspiration and wisdom from that, sometimes I was like, fuck, you know, why am I not stepping into my full potential? And then basically kicking myself down, saying like, I haven't achieved anything. Da, da, da. And like being mad at yourself, being hard on yourself, like having these high expectations. It's like, yeah. Hey, I should crush it. I should have this amount of money. I should have that, blah, 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 blah. And that's, yeah, quite toxic, because why not appreciate what you have already done and then be in that vibe a lot more and be in that strength and confidence of, I got this, I'm winning. I like the feeling of winning. But yeah, when you constantly are bombarded with these highlights on Insta, then your feelings are here, while your vibe to crush it should actually be here. And you can create that. Because I've also had moments where I was so in my own zone, where the confidence is high, and then you just crush it more. For instance, in the gym. Like, I have no one on social media that I have to, like, I'm comparing myself ever to for the gym. So that allows me to crush it more and be in my own zone of focus and genius. It's also been very healing, by the way, the gym this year. I don't know about you, but yeah, sometimes it's not sitting in a meditation circle and like putting your hands on your heart. No, sometimes it's lifting a 100 kilogram barbell bar up, and that heals you. Yeah,
man, the gym and CrossFit and playing a lot of paddle tennis, which I learned in Portugal, has been very healing this year. Absolutely. And, you know, that balance between the doing nothing and the sitting in silent meditation or in visualization versus going out and doing something like lifting weights or playing basketball or paddle or doing some CrossFit, where you don't have a lot of time to think. When you're sitting in meditation or visualization, you have a lot of time to think. Okay. It's also nice to like turn off your thoughts, but when you're in the basketball game, you don't have time to think. It's like, you get the ball, you got to decide, what are you going to do next? You got to dribble, you got to pass. You're in the CrossFit gym, you're doing that exercise, you don't have time to think about all your shit that's going on in the outside world. And that's so nice to have that place where you can just be fully focused and present on what you need to do. Lift that weight, hit that next ball, you know, take that next step and keep running forward and keep moving and don't stop. Okay.
Close that deal. Yeah. Like, Like really, like I think especially as a man, like we need like a purpose, you know, like something to that drives us forward. And most of the time, yeah, that involves just action and being busy and having those action things lined up so that you can keep like drill forward, literally be a penetrative force.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Has your purpose changed or evolved in 2022?
I definitely think it's going more in the direction of masculinity, like, and building, like, working together with a lot more men specifically. Because 2 years ago when we did this live, I also coached women.
A lot of women, I remember that.
Yeah, like most of my clients were women.
Yeah.
And a lot of, yeah, it was amazing. Like, it was an amazing process. But I just noticed that there's a bigger need, first of all, for men to become powerful and aligned and have a purpose and have a vision and have brotherhood, especially. Because I think a lot of men experience the lone wolf kind of thing, or not even wolf, like simply lonely. And I think when we connect and we step into powerful action, first of all, that is amazing for myself because it motivates the hell out of me. And second of all, for others. And I think that's a bit more of a shift. Other than that, what about you?
I would definitely say that my purpose has evolved. And the way in which I perceive helping other people and serving other people has allowed me to drop some ego around needing to be successful or to do it all on my own or to be this seven-figure entrepreneur or coach or consultant or business owner. And it's helped me to realize that there's no one linear road to success or abundance or financial prosperity in life. I've talked about it before. There are many more millionaire employees than there are millionaire CEOs. And one of the reasons is because being a business owner, being a CEO, can be very stressful and very challenging at times. Until you've gotten everything delegated, finances, integration, fulfillment, sales, marketing, you many times are wearing multiple hats in your business, if not all of them. And at times, all of those things could be clicking. But when one doesn't click, it might affect the other. If the marketing's not on point, it's going to affect the sales. If the sales are not on point, that's going to affect the fulfillment. And if the finances are not being tracked, that's going to affect the marketing, right? The ability to reinvest in the business. So I think that my realization of what's going on in the coaching and consulting space in online entrepreneurship has come to a forefront where I start to realize that a lot of what was being talked about was skewed, exaggerated, necessarily the truth.
No, quick tricks, quick marketing tactics, a lot of pushiness was there and then forcefulness. But now I think it's also a lot more based on realness and truth.
Yeah. And honesty, empathy, integrity, even though, you know, some of these things are just thrown around. And then when people jump into the program, they still bail, they renege on agreements, they don't pay, you know, upfront, or they don't pay on time. And, you know, a lot of ghosting culture that we live in right now, you know, I think all of this has contributed to me understanding that this journey to purpose, to prosperity, it's not something that I still need to chase or go after. It's something that I already have achieved and that I'm already there. And I see it in a lot of my students. And that's kind of, I really resonated with you when you said you want to work with more men, because I've been doing that for a while. And I feel like I want to double down on helping men be real with themselves, be loving, be dominant through empathy, and really show up for themselves, for their community, for their family, in a way that enables them to be aligned and to be themselves. And so coming to that realization, especially over the last few days, has been kind of a shift, and it's been feeling like a lot more alignment around my purpose.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, for real. Like, taking this leadership first over yourself, so that you can then guide others by, like, yeah, sharing what's really on your mind, and really looking at, like, hardly looking at, okay, where am I truly at right now, and what are going to be my goals for next year, like, and then even sharing that with others. Also combining things in my daily life, that's going to be a big one in 2023, where I hit multiple parts of my vision. So you have these life areas, right? Health, wealth, yeah, relationships, my purpose, energy, where I do in the same amount of time that I hit a few of them together. So for instance, instead of just going to the gym by myself, I want to go to the gym together with 2-3 like-minded brothers, where in the gym we are crushing it together.
I love that.
Then you hit health, but you also hit relationships in the same mm-hmm. moment. Then afterwards you go for lunch, an epic
networking, discuss masterminding.
Business. You're gonna mastermind. You're gonna work together on your business. You're gonna create value for the world. Create, be of service. Be of, you know, and then ideas will pop up, and then are onto the next thing. So more speed is there. Perhaps you can even meditate. So hitting spirituality and higher purpose in one day, and all of that in one afternoon, for example.
All
things is different.
I so resonate with that, because I really want to create like an entrepreneurial house, and I feel like a lot of men could really benefit from being around other brothers who are also working on purpose, also working on communication, also working on improving their finances, you know, and not just staying stable or staying comfortable with the 9-to-5 job. So
yeah,
dude, that's huge. Now let me ask you another question. What would you say was the turning point of your year?
The turning point towards what?
Was there a moment where things weren't going well, and then you did something or you went somewhere and things shifted for you?
Yeah. It was in Ibiza when I did like this huge honesty check in myself. Even though I had like the most amazing times there, and like parties, social circles, epic nature and deep connection with the island, you know, girls, dating, all these things. I was checking in with myself, and I was like, yeah, I miss my family. I miss some stability at the moment. So I would like to go back to the roots, and then in 6 months I'll go back, and I'm being called right now. And then distractions, universe, what are you doing? No. And then, where was I?
Well, you said you went back to your roots. That was the turning point for your year, where you decided to embrace your roots and your foundation. So what was that like for you? Do you recommend that to other people?
It depends on your connection to your family. But I would say, I mean, if you have the means to live on your own, yeah, then do that. But perhaps interact more with your family, start to understand more of how your whole family system is working and what kind of wisdom you can get from that.
Wow.
I have definitely realized a lot, especially during this Christmas, but also in summer, where they all came to visit me on my island, which is, by the way, an epic story. Like, they all came together to Ibiza and I was the one leading the whole journey. So that week really felt powerful because I was finally, like, after some years of living there, they were like fully interested to see all of it. And yeah, honestly, there was a little bit of a motivation to, you know, impress them and all these things. So that was interesting to observe already. Like, oh, I'm here to please and impress my family. But I also think there's something very powerful in that because, yeah, your family are the ones that, especially in my case, like, I would say they did quite well for themselves. And so showing that, hey, I'm following the strength of the bloodline, so to say, is something awesome. And they had, like, the most magical time, and I could show them some of my philosophies and my views and my visions. And now they understand me on a deeper level, which they before didn't really do. You know, like, why are you traveling so much? And why do you love this island so much? Why do you want to live there? And now that they've really tasted and experienced it for themselves, they understand that on a deeper level. So we connect on a deeper level and they want to come back. So that yeah, that's
beautiful.
How you see that when you start with yourself and you honor and respect that long enough, you can then go to the closest ones around you, then to your closer friends, then to maybe your closest clients in your business, and then your community, and your influence expands, so to say. But if I, by me skipping over the family and closest ones and going directly to those bigger circles, it always felt like something was lacking in those roots. And so now that, yeah, it feels like that is more established, I can now more powerfully go into those bigger circles. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like understanding your internal family systems and the way that, you know, they act, why they act the way they act, and what got them to where they are in life. And then being able to show them how far you've come, that just sounds like a lot of people could really benefit from doing something similar. So that was beautiful.
Yeah, man. Really. What has been one of your, what's been like one of your most beautiful moments?
I'm going to say, I said, I need a break from Mexico City. I've lived here 3 times this year. I love the city, but it's a big city life. Fifth biggest city in the world. Okay, a lot of traffic, a lot of pollution. Food's made me sick a few times, very greasy. And I have a lot of friends, but also some difficult relationships at times. So I was like, I need a break from the city. Let me go to San Miguel de Allende, very spiritual community. My aunt and uncle live there half the year, and I've got a lot of friends there now because I stayed there for a month during the summer. And I literally just booked a bus ticket. I showed up. And I found a place to stay Friday night. I found a Christmas dinner on Saturday night, and a bunch of people came together. And right before everyone was about to, like, pick up their fork and start eating, and I was like, wait, let's go around the room right now and let's share one thing that everyone is grateful for. And people literally weren't expecting it and just started opening up about things that we did not expect to hear.
Yeah, man, that's awesome.
Like, one guy specifically who I had never met before was talking about how grateful he was for himself and all the things that he had done for himself this year. And it was really, really powerful and really moving. And yeah, man, like, I just didn't expect to find such a beautiful community and then to have this amazing Christmas dinner when there's been a lot of things going on over the last few months, a lot of fluctuation and a lot of change. And to just have this moment where I could find a family in a foreign place and just feel complete gratitude for everything that happened to me and everything that I created for myself.
That's epic. Yeah. And it's also a sign that human connection is becoming more and more valuable, because hey, on the one side of the matrix, so to say, everything is becoming more and more fake and disconnected from reality and da da da. But then on the other side, you have those more conscious communities, or even in my own family, we're like starting to, with Christmas, open up about what's real, you know. And you just see a lesser tolerance happening for bullshit.
Oh yeah, and my bullshit tolerance has gone way down over the last 3 years.
Yeah, and the moment when I sense those things around me, is like, no, I don't want it. I sense it, and I sense hidden intentions and hidden agendas way more, and masks and fronts and things. And I just do not want that near me in 2023 anymore.
Julian, with that being said, I feel like we're onto something. Was there one lesson or one quote that someone said to you that really stood out that you'll carry with you?
Yes. My, what was it again? Like, be the master of your own kingdom, inner kingdom. I got sent a video 3 days ago by Joe Rogan and a guy, Guy Ritchie. They were talking about this. And he said, like, instead of letting the outer world tell you in a million different ways, like, there's these two roads, you know, like the big, comfortable, nice road that is paved for everyone with like distraction signs, and you're distracted from your truth, distracted from realness, distracted from your core values, your visions, your goals. And it's all just like all these things to get you away from your power, to get you away from who you truly are, as in a sense. And you have to believe in that inner kingdom, not let all the voices influence and impact you too much. And I think once you make that shift, instead of like, outer world, please tell me who I am, please tell me what to do, oh, I don't know, oh, I'm being pulled in all these different directions and distracted all the time and wasting life force energy. And yeah, I know I'm doing that as well in some occasions, but I'm becoming more and more aware of that. And instead of being consumed by the world, like, hey, be a creator, create things, move consciously, stay true to your principles, to your values, and then walk in a straight line, really having that conviction, that dedication, that momentum forward towards something bigger that you see within yourself, and then it wants to be expressed. It really wants to be expressed.
So
that's my little rant here. How about you?
I loved it, man. It's super important what you said, and really innovative the way that you approach it. I would say that I'm actually a part of a brotherhood called Masters of Fate. So I kind of relate it to the master your own inner kingdom. And inside the brotherhood, two kind of quotes stood out to me. And one was by my mentor, Andrew. He's a really cool guy, like very successful business owner who's really like focused on energy and spirituality now. And he said that he was like, I think, in debt when he made a decision to hire another coach. And he did so, and he put aside the price and the program, and he focused on the person. And that really stood out to me, that it's not about the price or the program, it's about the person and the people that you connect with. And if you connect with the right people, who are in alignment with your values and your vision and your goals, then none of that other stuff will matter. Everything will open up and everything will expand, and you'll be able to pay them back. You'll be able to pay them back tenfold. You'll be able to invest in them and their network and in yourself and create massive change. And if you are all the time going around looking at things just in terms of a price tag or features and benefits, okay, then you're going to be constantly distracted by things that are not in alignment with where you're going. That was really important. And also AJ, one of the guys in the Brotherhood, he really helped me with some sales and objections. And, you know, he said to me, the frequency of the messenger is always going to be more important than the message itself. It's not that the message isn't important, but the frequency of the messenger will move the needle. And mm-hmm. I realized it at times that it wasn't about what I was saying. It was about how I was feeling inside, that inner kingdom, right? If I was feeling good about myself and confident that the services I could provide would change a fucking life, then people believed in me and people wanted to say,
oh, yes. Yeah, man.
They wanted to join my team. They wanted to pay me in full. They wanted to, you know, come to my event. They wanted to travel the world with me. And if I was experiencing inner doubt and turmoil and chaos, okay, the frequency and the energy would influence the message itself.
Oh, that's super true and super relatable. Like, I've even had a real life moment of that where like a couple months ago, a friend of mine asked me if I wanted to do sales together with him for his coaching business. And part of me was like, yeah, it would be cool to do this and like make money. And it sounds like a good deal. But actually the little voice in the background, which I then ignored, you know, like my super awesome frequency that I'm grateful for and very loyal to most of the time, but yeah, there are occasions where I'm not. And then I was in those sales calls, and three in a row were just like, I said the right things, I did this, the whole right script, da 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 da. But then when it came to the final close, because I didn't believe in it and I doubted it, and I actually wanted to do something else, but I did it anyway. And then, you know, trying to match, get into a jacket which is actually too small and all these things, of course the clients were gonna say no and make objections because it's forced. But for instance, yesterday when I was also working with another friend selling gym materials, funny enough, also random, but because I'm fully aligned with that, then I was like, fuck yeah, this is awesome and valuable. And I was able to sell like four of them in a few hours, which is just like, you know, like because I was so aligned with what I believe in. That, you know.
I do know. And when you are aligned with what you're selling, it's going to make selling it a lot easier. All right. Yeah. I've got one more question for you. I don't know if you have other questions for me, but my final question to you is, what was the best decision that you made for yourself in 2022?
I think was to no longer live in a certain house in Ibiza. Mm-hmm. Because my boundaries were being crossed left and right. And then once I upgraded to a new place, so much weight fell off my shoulders and so much stress and worry and annoyances and all this space opened up for new connections to come in, yeah. New friendships, new experiences, new, like just this newness, and routines were much smoother. Mm-hmm. And a second decision was to finally take my gym and health, like my health and fitness seriously, and commit to that. Because now, like in just a couple of months, I gained like 5 kilograms in muscle, which is awesome. Like I'm proud of the result. But it's only the start. And like every time hitting that gym and like lifting heavier, just creates this sense of calm, focus, energy, feeling healthier, feeling more radiant, so that my purpose can be more powerfully expressed. And I think that's quite a thing that's often overlooked in the spiritual community. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, they always want to go straight to out here and up there.
Higher consciousness.
Higher consciousness, love, da da da. But then actually your body, your, yeah, you also need to be embodied and rooted here on earth. And humble, need to have your earthly grounded stuff. Yeah, grounded. You need to have your earthly stuff on point as well. Mm. And then it's much easier to actually connect to a higher power in my experience so far. But let's see how that turns out. How about you?
I'd say the best decision I made was letting go. I think that in 2023 and leaving as well, leaving places and moving on. I think in 2023, there's going to be more stability and more, it's going to be a good decision for me to stay. But in 2022 is about leaving, leaving the relationship, leaving the clients behind, leaving Portugal, leaving Europe, going to party and have more fun and enjoy my life more and get back into nature and get grounded and to drop the need to be right or a little bit of ego and letting go of that. And then leaving the US as well and coming to South America, which there was a lot of fear. Oh, it's gonna be more dangerous. I might get robbed, like all these things coming through my mind. It's like, and then I did it. And now I've got all these new friends. My Spanish has gotten a lot better. I've had all these amazing experiences. And then I made the decision to host an in-person workshop in Medellin, Colombia. And in 2 weeks, I found three people who I'd never met before. And it was a massive success.
And then I saw this, I think. Yeah, it was an epic.
Yeah, and then we did the same thing in Mexico City. One of my clients, Emiliano, we hosted a immersion, three people, massive success. And deciding to take my online work and do work with people in person helped me to create a full circle of how impactful and how deep the connection can be with other people.
This is definitely one of my visions as well, is do more stuff in real life. Yeah, online will remain and I will expand on there. But like actually imagine actually having inviting people to a place like Ibiza and then doing just like these epic ideal days, I would like to call them, for a couple of days straight. Man, the impact of that will be life-changing. If I can do it with my family already, imagine doing it with highly conscious, growth-oriented guys that are ready for epicness. Yeah, man. I think with that being said,
do you have anything else, or shall we?
Maybe we can call it a wrap.
So, Julian, if you got another question, you feel free to ask. But do you want to share with people before we go, if they listen to this episode, what is it that you do? How can people connect with you? And do you have any call to action?
I got asked this question quite a lot this year, by the way. What is it that you do? Well, if we are on a topic of authenticity, anyway, there's not a one or single thing I coach on and teach, but if there would be one to choose, it's definitely social skills and depth and networking, but like on a deep level, creating very deep relationships. And yeah, you can find me on Instagram at julian.stir. That's my more private personal life account. And there's my coaching account, which is Julian Stir without the dot. That's how you can see more of my journey and be in touch.
Beautiful. If you are not already connected with me, I'd love to connect with you as well on Instagram. At Dave Gold Evolve is the page where I share my thoughts around business, around consciousness, around branding. So it's been an absolute pleasure to do this catch up with you, Julian. And I look forward to continuing to do these, hopefully on a yearly basis. Thank you so much for everyone who listened. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.
That's amazing. Goodbye.